Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Do me a favor. Listen to this and listen carefully, okay? You heard that?
I don't know exactly which part I was listening for, but I heard that. It sounded like a lot of noise.
Okay, now listen to this really, really closely.
Okay.
Move your hips and dance like fish.
What do you think they're saying there?
Move your hips and dance like this or fish.
Move your hips and dance like fish.
Are they saying fish?
Move your hips and dance like fish.
I used to love this song. It's Red Foo.
Okay.
And I did a lot of Zumba routines to it. And my daughter, Hayden, and I will listen to that song a lot in the car. She's 13 now. Now, I'm going back about 5 years, and we would argue constantly over what those lyrics were and what they were saying, because it seems so ridiculous to me what she said. Well, here's what happened.
When I was younger, you and me used to listen to this song all the time, Juicy Wiggle. And you said, I know all the lyrics. I do the Zumba all the time. At the beginning of the song, it says, everybody dance like a fish. And you always thought it was everybody dance like this. Eventually, one day, I just looked it up because I was the smart person after like 3 years. And I finally figured out that I was right. And to this day, that's still one of my favorite things to brag about to you.
First of all,
look at you. Look at how mad it still makes you. I mean, how petty. You're a grown up. This is your daughter. She was right. You were wrong. And
everybody gets like fish.
Look, you're like, first of all, like you want to explain it to people. Like, look at you.
Move your hips and dance like fish.
First of all, what does that even mean? Move your hips and dance like fish.
I mean,
fish,
it rhymes. They're kids.
That's an adult song.
Yeah.
That is Red Foo.
I mean, I don't know. If you dance like fish, how does a fish dance? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know, but I thought it was so ridiculous. No. And the fact that we argued about it for years, and neither of us were smart. Well, I mean, she was like 7, so I guess I can't put it on her.
Right.
But like, why didn't I ever think to Google it? And then sure enough, when we Googled it,
move your hips and dance like fish.
Yeah.
Move your hips and dance like fish.
Yeah.
And she was right. But the problem is that every ridiculous argument that we have ever gotten into after that moment.
Yeah, of course. She references that to tell you that, you know, for you to ponder the fact that you could be wrong.
Yesterday, it came up again, Raven. So she's in seventh grade going into eighth grade next year, right?
Yeah.
And she was arguing with me that juniors are younger than sophomores.
Okay.
Right. Now, everybody in the world knows that it goes freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, right?
Correct.
She argued with me as if I was the dumbest person in the world.
Right.
And I'm saying to her, I go, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. I was a sophomore. I was a junior. I know which one was
you
older.
Existed. You survived both of those years. Yes.
But every single time, move your hips and dance like fish, mom. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then one time I was going to Vegas and she insisted that Las Vegas was a state and not a city. And it's like ever since this, I can't be right because I made a mistake one time.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually been having a disagreement with my nephew right now, and he's 3.5. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. But he's trying to tell me that we didn't land on the moon.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm a big space guy and I bought him a spaceship. And then that's when we discovered. He's like, yeah, this is just for flying around the Earth. Right. And I was like, well, or going to the moon or going to Mars. He's like, Uncle Jay, he's like, we never went to the moon. And I'm like, what?
Right.
What kind of 3.5-year-old has, I don't know. What are you looking at, kid?
Right.
What are you paying attention to? Of course we went to the moon.
Let me ask you a question. You hear this song? You know what song that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what song? Well, John, producer John, what song is that?
That's Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, when did that song come out? Take a guess.
74.
77.
That's okay. A good guess, though.
How about the argument I got into with my 13-year-old daughter who heard it on TikTok and told me it was a new song and insisted I was wrong and that it was a new song that she heard on TikTok?
Because it went viral like 2 years ago, so of course, 100%. Nothing could have existed before that.
But once you've been proven wrong on a couple of your arguments, I mean, that's the thing, is your daughter is going to feel emboldened every time that you have have a disagreement.
It's true. One time I was wrong with a disagreement I got in with my daughter, and now every time we have an argument, she's right and I'm wrong. And we get into the dumbest fights about the dumbest things.
Oh, try getting into an argument with a three-year-old. So, like, my son's three next month. We're doing the potty training thing.
Yeah.
So we've got the pull-ups now when he takes a
big boy underwear. Yeah.
Problem is when they overflow, man. So he wakes up from a nap and he's just covered. Like, it's just cost of doing business. What are you gonna do? We're supposed to. It is, but we're supposed to go to a party, a barbecue. He's very excited about it. He wants to go right away, and I tell him, buddy, we got to take a bath before you go. And he looks at me, he goes, no bath, daddy. And I'm like, buddy, yeah, we gotta go, you had a leak. He goes, no, yeah. change me. And that's all he would say. He had one of the worst tantrums that he's ever had in his life, and the whole time I'm taking like wipes, I'm like trying to wipe his entire body, which is a futile effort, and the whole time he's just screaming, no, daddy, change me. Just change me.
I'm not going to change you.
No,
get
bro.
In the shower.
This is a bigger job than just a change.
I mean, you have ridiculous arguments with your kids all the time. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, you just got into a ridiculous argument with your kid, right?
With my six-year-old. And I still think I was right, actually. But I guess it is kind of ridiculous. He thinks Spider-Man's better than Batman. Spider-Man, Batman, the old argument. He's obviously coming from a place of not that much background and education, and I try to explain it to him. It doesn't get through to him.
Well, him being six is probably, yeah.
Well, it's true. Spider-Man's had a lot better PR as of recent memory, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, the last couple of Batmans, a little bit dark for the six-year-old, so he feels like, oh, look at this. I can fly. I can swing from building to building. Zendaya seems really cute. Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I'm six, so... You know, whatever. So I kind of get it. You know, Batman's a little bit more melancholy and whatnot.
Yeah, the torture he went through, right. You know, his family situation and the way he, right. You know, his resiliency. And I, you know, my son doesn't understand resiliency.
That's right.
That kind of pisses me off sometimes. Right.
You know, the funny thing is these are basically the superhero avatars of the two of you. You, the older, grizzled, more surly type character, and him being the young and fresh one. You guys should actually just fight in spandex in the backyard now. Just settle this thing once and for all for the rest of the universe.
Well, you know what I was thinking about? On Disney Junior, there's Spidey and his amazing friends. It's a show.
Yeah.
And I don't even think there is a Batman. There's Spider-Man, obviously. And then there's Black Panther. I think one other one. I can't remember who it is.
You're
but
going
there's no,
DC
no
and
Batman.
Marvel. Come on, man. You don't even understand what language you're talking over there.
Yeah, but it's not like a six-year-old is watching those movies. They're watching what's on Disney Junior.
You know who's watching?
Yeah.
Sony and Marvel's lawyers.
Okay.
And Disney's too. Right. Mm-hmm. He's just not going to pop up there randomly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.